the mental health system is used to silence people like me. It's used to cover up these types of child abuse crimes. Once you're in there, you lose your credibility.
I can actually vouch for that. I know a number of people, some of which are no longer with us, who've
committed suicide.
No. Actually, incidentally, they died at their computer exposing scumbaggery, as I hope to go later on in my years. But they were put into mental health facilities because they were exposing conspiracy. They were documenting it, and they were basically a massive danger to the conspirators. And so, in an effort to discredit them and disable their ability to expose them, they put them into the mental health system, dope them up on drugs, hope like hell that the drugs drive them insane so that they stay in there permanently, so that nobody will ever listen to them ever again. That's the hope. It doesn't always work, though.
So when they get out and they get on their computers, how are they rubbed off the blackboard of life, so to speak?
Using a pseudonym and writing books.
Okay, I get it. So this is the first system that is, and that the practice of psychiatry is really evil. That's the only thing I agree with Scientology on. Their stance against it. It's pseudoscience. If you listen to any maverick psychiatrist in the States that's brave enough to do interviews with people like Robert Stanley, you'll hear the real deal of how it's just basically the pharmaceutical